You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
That day when my roommate had you over for a while, cool and sweet in the summer heat, green eyes and a crooked smile. You were in Dante. I tried to play cool. Honey, you left me out of breath, sounding like a fool.
That's Michigan singer-songwriter Joshua Davis with a track from his new studio album, The Way Back Home. The album comes some 2.5 years after NBC's The Voice introduced the rest of America to Joshua, who had already built a very sturdy fan base throughout his home state of Michigan. And Joshua Davis is here with us now. Pleasure to welcome you to Stateside, Joshua.
Thanks so much, Cynthia. It's great to be here.
Your first studio album in, 4.5 years, a lot of water under the bridge since then.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's been a crazy time. It's been a busy time, but we've been having a lot of fun.
You know, as I listen to your album, I really get a strong sense of somebody who's doing a lot of looking back, thinking about where he's landed and maybe what might have been lost.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the album is kind of a story arc of you know, where I've been from being in my 20s and kind of being on the road all the time and just, you know, pounding my feet against the sidewalk and my head against the wall a little bit. And it's a lot about relationships and specifically my relationship with my wife and kind of a lot of looking back and, yeah, seeing where I am now and having that perspective. You know, it's been a really great album to make for me personally, just to kind of dig deep into that stuff. And I feel really content right now, which is lovely.
I got dirt on my nails and a taxi coat. Maybe a little ragged, but I'm ready to go. Just give me a call and I'll be on the next train through. Honey, take your time, I'm always gonna be here for you.
There are certain songs that you can't write when you're 20.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, you know? I think you're right about that. And I think it's, for me, this is the first kind of album of songs about love. You know, it's something that I kind of strayed away from when I was starting to write, because I felt like everybody writes about, and it's a hard thing to find, I think, your unique voice in that, you know, in that concept. And so it took me a while to get there. So I wrote a lot of murder ballads, a lot of songs about death and dismemberment, and now we're here.
Now it's time. And then talk to us a little about working with producer Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, because I find it interesting to kind of get a sense of what happens in the give and take between artist and producer once you're working in the studio, and like how much of what we hear on that album is you and how much is Steve?
That's a great question. You know, Steve, well, let me start by saying that Los Lobos has been a huge influence on my music for a really long time. They're kind of, you know, heroes as far as American music goes, and the way that they have kind of synthesized a lot of different forms of roots music is just, to me, is amazing and really speaks to me. And so to have him working on the album was a real honor. It's the first time that I worked with a producer on one of my solo records. Usually I produce my records myself. And so that was a big leap for me, because I'm kind of a control freak when it comes to my stuff. And I don't think I would have trusted a lot of other hands in the mix. But yeah, it was a lot of back and forth. You know, there was some conflict. There was some meeting in the middle. We both had a lot of very strong ideas, and he's like my grumpy Jewish uncle, you know. It's like family, you know. He's really, we got along really well, and we kind of spoke the same language. And his ear is absolutely incredible. And a lot of the stuff he does in the studio was mind blowing to me. And so I think it was a pretty fair mix of, you know, my ideas and his ideas, and then what the band can do, and kind of working on stuff in the studio. A lot of the songs really evolved as we got deeper into them. So it was a really great process, but it was also a process where I had to give up some control, which was tough, so it was challenging in a lot of ways.
The first track on this album, I think, will be something that, I don't know, I think a lot of people can relate to, Just Getting By, when you're singing about your childhood, when everything was fresh and exciting, colors a little brighter, and then you sing, there's something that I lost along the way, there's something we lose in every day.
There were days, I swear, there were, when the colors were a little brighter. Dodging cars on handlebars, my heart couldn't have been lighter. As the sun settled down for long nights of rest, streetlights came on and I tried to do my best to get on home, to get on home, to get on home before my mother called my name.
What is that something that we lose when we're just getting by?
Yeah, I think that this song in particular is kind of a tough one to put a finger on, because if you kind of listen to it at surface level, it's a little dark in some ways. But the root of this song is that it's kind of about those moments in life, those sweet little moments. It's kind of about finding the beauty in the ordinary and finding that kind of rhythms in your life as you get to past your 20s and into your 30s and stuff, where you're kind of finding a rhythm, and it's about finding the sweetness in there. And there's a lot of the kind of highs and lows, the extremes that get tempered a little bit, I think, when you get a little bit older and have some more perspective. And not everything is always this high drama. And so I think that's kind of what I'm talking about, is those moments of extreme highs and lows, and those moments of, you know, ecstatic joy, and those moments of desperate longing and terrible loneliness. And that stuff all kind of gets a little, you know, toward the middle more. And so I've grown to really appreciate the beauty in these ordinary moments. And I think that that's what, you know, mostly life is filled with.
Speaking of really finding that joy in the everyday, I have to tell you, Joshua, one of my favorite tracks on your new album is The Little Things, which is the song not about that first blast and heat of falling in love. This is a song for people who have really put in some time together.
It's the way you catch the light when the sun is going down. It's the way you shake your head when I'm acting like a clown. It's the way that you don't care when your hair falls in your face, as long as it's next to you. Go on and put me in my place. It's the little things you do that keep me up all night. It's the little things you say, it's gonna be alright. And every time I go away, every time I roam, honey, it's the little things that make me hurry back.
Do you find it difficult, or is it cathartic writing something that is really, really personal for someone really close to you, like your wife?
You know, I'm a very private person in general. That's why I have such a hard time with social media. But this album is filled with stuff like that. I mean, it's very personal songs. And yeah, that it is kind of putting yourself out there. You know, I mean, that's why in the past I've written a lot of songs, you know, that were inspired by other people's lives, and in a lot of ways. And so this album hits home, you know, in a very real way, and it, in a very kind of transparent way. And yeah, that song is just that. It's about the reasons that I'm excited to get back home, and it's about these little pieces of our lives that should be treasured. And sometimes I think we just walk past those and kind of, you know, plod through the day and don't kind of soak that in. And other days, we have those days where we're really appreciating those moments. And those are the days that I really treasure.
Now that you've gotten that national exposure through being on The Voice, you know, you're playing around and the country, and there you were, you know, competing with other artists. You were working with Blake Shelton and Adam Levine. I'm wondering, do you have a sense of something that sets Midwestern singer-songwriters like you or like Laith Alsati apart from other regions of the country?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up in the folk realm, and I grew up going to a lot of music festivals around Michigan. And that's kind of where my music came from, was Wheatland and Hiawatha and Blissfest, and then we went to, my mom took me to Heart Plaza a lot in Detroit, and we went to all the, you know, music festivals there. And that sense for music being about community and about collaboration and not about one-upping the other person, that sense is really deeply in our music here in the Midwest, and specifically in Michigan. You know, I am part of an artist collective called Earthwork Music, and it's just a network of artists that kind of have this you know, this back and forth and this, you know, we're kind of always bouncing ideas off each other and building something as a whole rather than trying to get ahead yourself. And I think that's what kind of sets it apart. It's that spirit of community and spirit of collaboration and music being by and for the people. And also very value-based music. I mean, a lot of us, you know, myself included, partner with organizations that are in line with our values, and we use the skills that we have to kind of push forward the things that in our society, in our world, that mean a lot to us.
Well, it's a wonderful album. I want to congratulate you on it. It is very, very personal, very, very much from the heart. And it's the kind of music you want to listen to get yourself in a happier frame of mind driving home after a tough day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you saying that.
It's wonderful. You can get all the details on upcoming performances and the album The Way Back Home by going to joshuadavismusic.com. Joshua Davis, best of luck with the album, and thank you so much for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Thanks, Cynthia. I really appreciate it.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Grandpa worked nights, always short on time. Never missed a shift unless they were out on that picket line. Grandma did nails in a little shop to make ends meet for a while. Smelled like acetone when she got home, but she always wore a smile. I know the money was tight, I know the time was tighter, but they go on in the twilight, and each step looked a little bit lighter. You gotta cleave it up every night, every day. If you don't keep showing up, honey, it's gonna fade away. Here's to making that good love last. Here's to making that good love.